turn it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
It's Monday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your co-host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn. Like that. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Wow. We have such an exciting show,
it.
Denise.
I just love that. I can't help it.
I know. We have. And first, I want to thank Joseph. I bumped into him the other day. He bumped into me.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, is that Dawn Reese? And I went, yes. And we talked. And he's here with a group of people that are in the stunt business for film. And you don't want to miss this show. We're going to come back in a second and tell you who everybody is. And in the meantime, how was your week?
Oh, God, it was just amazing, and it's still early in the week. It's only Monday. The weekend was awesome.
What, did I take your breath away there, Denise,
yeah,
or what?
I did. I mean, I've been with Forbes Riley of Forbes Factor Live for the last 3 days, and she is just so amazing, and
she's
I am just so pumped. I am just so pumped up right now.
That is so cool. I know, yeah. And I miss it because I'm working my other job as well.
You're going to have to come to her next conference.
I will. Yeah. I know, and guess what? We're working on trying to get Les Brown on here in about 2 weeks, so I'm trying to work that out. Very motivational.
I just love being here, you guys. I just love it.
So in the meantime, before we kick off, I know we'll have some callers calling in a few minutes. But in the meantime, I have an amazing singer that we brought back because he has a musical he's working on. And we bumped into each other by accident as well. And he's just a superstar. And he is ready to go and play for us. We are live on the air. And Fizz, you're going to play one of your songs from your movie that you're working on. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you the microphone over here.
Oh, okay.
And we are action. 3, 2, 1. You're on.
All right. So this is one of the songs from my rock opera musical. It's also on the Fizz CD. And do you want me to give you the synopsis of the song, or
we can do that.
Yeah. So the rock opera musical is called Fizz and the Ultimate Dream, and it kind of weaves in and out of dreams and past lives. And there's a scene where he steps off the bus. And this song starts playing. Every time he dreams, it's with music. And this is one of the songs. Sometimes you don't know.
Oh, I love that. I know it.
Yeah, I know you love This Is It, so I figured I'd play this one for you. I really like when people hear the full production, because as you know, the CD's really produced really well.
Right.
It's called This Is It.
Thank you.
This is it. This is life. And I know that I'm gonna make it through. Gonna give everything, and that's all that I can do. Here and now, as I am, as I sing this song for you. Tomorrow leads today. The past, it's gone. This I know is true. This is it. Gonna take a chance. This is it. Maybe find romance. This is it. It's a brand new attitude. It's a brand new attitude. Trip, if I fall, I don't mind. I've been down that road before, and I know I'll be there as so many times before. Tomorrow leads today, the past is gone away, and this I know is true. It's a brand new attitude. This is it. Gonna take a chance. This is it. Will I find you there? This is it. Is your life still attitude? Is your life still attitude?
And record fits and not keep from moving and nodding your head and wanting to dance in the corner.
I was doing the same thing with my phone. Before we introduce our VIP guest here, we do have another VIP guest on the phone. And who's there, Peter?
Let's go to the phone lines and welcome to Hollywood Connections.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi. Who is this?
This is Julia Anderson, the Community Relations Coordinator at Clearwater Marine Aquarium. How are y'all doing tonight?
Oh, Julia, thank you so much for calling in. I missed the other day. There was a meet and greet with Harry Connick Jr. and Ashley Judd, I heard. And there's so much going on at the marina. And we wanted to tell our audience and the VH2 TV network as well and our five stations a little bit what's happening at the marina.
Absolutely. So this summer, all summer long at Clearwater Marine Aquarium, on Clearwater Beach, we're celebrating winter's dolphin tail summer. So we're really bringing the movie magic to the aquarium with, obviously, we have our movie stars, Winter and Hope the Dolphins, but all summer long we're celebrating with limited edition posters of all the different animals in the movies. Plus, we have the actors from the movies who play the kids, Sawyer, Hazel, and Phoebe the Dolphin Trainer. They're coming back twice this summer to meet fans. So they were just here last week. We had a little surprise visit from Harry Connick Jr. And then next month, they'll be back again. So those are the actors that play Sawyer, Hazel, and Phoebe. They'll be back again July 21st through 26th, meeting fans.
Wow, that's exciting, especially for Clearwater Beach, you know. And then what are ticket prices to come in to see Winter?
Absolutely. So right now with our extended hours, after 4 p.m., it's almost half off. We have $9.99 admission after 4 p.m. For our extended hours. We're open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then regular admission from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. is $22.95 for adults. Children are $17.95 and under 2 years old is free.
Well, you know, with my other job, I'm kind of like a concierge as well, and I talk to so many people, and I'll say, did you go through the museum? And they'll go, what? They didn't know that they could go through the museum. You know, they're so excited to see Winter, and that museum is fabulous.
You're right. So right now, the downtown location that you're referring to at Harborview Center, that actually is no longer open. But the exciting news is with the expansion, in the next couple of years, and that's a recent thing, too. We don't own that property. But in the next couple of years with the expansion, we will be bringing a lot of the movie props and the movie sets back into the aquarium, along with building new rehab pools for rescued animals. So we have really exciting things ahead. That we obviously need the support of all the listeners tonight. Coming into the aquarium really helps fund that project.
That's fabulous. And me and Denise got to get over. That tells you how long I've been there, because if they don't have it anymore.
And I haven't been there yet, so that sounds really exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
You guys come whenever you want.
Oh, perfect.
Super cool. Well, we want to help promote you as well and the local Clearwater businesses. Clearwater, so we're really excited, Julia, that you called in. And we got to get you over to the studio one of these days so you can do more with us.
I'd love that. Absolutely. You guys have great energy.
Oh, we're going to make sure we have that. If you need a singer, we have one for you.
I get that. That's amazing.
And also... Elsie, you're going to have to, I'm going to have to send David Yates this video from today, because we have a stunt coordinator here, and he's been in so many movies, and it's all stunts and actors here, so I'm going to send this over to David so he can hire them for his next movie, to carry the dolphin out of the water, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, do you have a question? You say Julia? Yeah, Joseph, say hi to Julia from the marina.
Julia, thank you. My daughter works at the marina. She loves it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Maybe we know each other. That's amazing.
Karis. She works up at the food court.
She's wonderful.
She's about the 6 foot tall 18-year-old girl.
Awesome.
Yeah. She loves it there. Thank you.
I'll tell her hello when I see you tomorrow.
Nice. Well, Julia, we'll make out time that you come in here for sure. We're just going to catch up on the marina and everything that's happening.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Thank you,
wonderful.
Julia. We'll see you soon.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Thanks. On.
Thank you. So, Joseph, I love our Clearwater area and all the things that are happening. Tell us, after we bumped into each other the other day, tell us who your guests are today.
Well, if you were to send out a call in Tampa Bay and Central Florida, probably Florida, and say, who around here has experience as wide as you could imagine, it would be my guest, Wally Crowder, your guest, Wally Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
He's a neighbor, lives right here at the beach, and he's a resource and a talent that has not been tapped locally yet. And my prayer is that that will happen and we can all benefit from it.
It's networking and who you know and who knows you. And I really want to get you to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings and have you guest speak over there as well. And can you tell our audience a little bit about his background?
Yeah, he's a stunt coordinator extraordinaire, but also second unit director. He's worked with, I've worked with Arnold, Hugh Jackman, a couple, you know, The Rock. Wally's worked with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you throw a dart at a name, a list of names on the wall, he's worked with them.
That's
awesome. And he's probably, you know, had long conversations with just about everybody out in Hollywood. And he moved here recently, just about 2 years ago.
Okay.
From L.A.
Okay.
So, you know, he has to really, to go 40 years in the business, I would love to have Sergio or someone do a documentary on his life.
Oh, for sure.
Because
we need
to have that.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
So let Wally speak for himself. I don't want to.
Well, wait, before you guys say anything, I just want to tell you, I'm sitting here talking to Wally, and he's done all of my favorite movies, like all of the Fast and Furious. I love all those movies.
I know.
Wally's going to be my new best friend.
Well, his list would take longer than the show.
Oh, well, I'm just stuck with that.
You know, Larry, Wally, real quick, how did you know that you'd be doing what you did when you were younger?
No, not really. I'm from Miami, Florida, and years ago I left there to get into automobile racing, went to school in Mississippi, and became an ordained minister there.
Really?
Yeah, at Mississippi College, and I left there with my family to go to Texifornia.
Okay.
When it used to be a really gorgeous, wonderful state, now it's so crowded I can't move.
Wow.
So I moved back here 2 years ago. It was time for me to get back on the water, and of all great places, it's Clearwater.
That's
awesome.
And
I'm right down the street from the dolphins and the marina, and It's just wonderful. We love it here.
Well, we'll have to take you out on a 37-foot sailboat. How's that? Do you like to sail?
Yeah, I'll do that.
We'll
I'll take you out in the 30-foot slice of life from the TV show Dexter.
Oh, that would be a blast. Yeah. That would be a blast.
And I bet his goes a lot faster.
And I hang a dead body over the bow when we go to dinner at Frenchie's or at the
funny.
Island Grill. And my wife is like, please leave the dead body at home.
Let me ask you, what makes a successful marriage and working relationship in show business with your wife, and how long have you been married?
30 years.
Wow. Awesome.
And I learned a long time ago, to have a successful marriage, you can be right or you can be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the one. I am really happy. I cave in a lot.
That's awesome. Now, did you go for training yourself, or how did you get in the stunt world?
Well, the automobile business started that for me. And
okay.
I went to work for Parnelli Jones in Torrance, California.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually started off as an extra. My heart is with the extras, the background people. I feel that everybody on the movie set is important.
Mm-hmm.
The water boy in a football game is important. There's
yeah.
no, there are no second class citizens.
That's beautiful.
When I'm directing and somebody says, oh, get in line, get your lunch, I said, no, I don't step in front of anybody. I take care of those extras. They're really important. And that's how I started.
Right.
And then I moved from that into stunt coordinating, into stunt directing. And now I'm working on a film, producing a story about John Hagen, who was the owner of the Geico racing team, the fastest
right.
race boat
okay.
in the world.
Wow. You know, I was over at the Christian Film Festival a couple weeks ago, and David A.R. White was there. But last year, you know, he was talking about, I read his book on something about being an extra, and he was in an extra with Burt Reynolds back in the days, and it's
wow.
so funny. And then he has his own show. He's a co-owner of PureFlex Movies. You don't know what door that God is going to open for you, and
no.
treat others how you want to be treated, the golden rule,
exactly.
and don't step on people for you want to go. And I've seen that in this business, that people are like, oh, we don't need her anymore. We don't need this. We're just going to go on. And it's not karma. You know, it's God that says, hey, you know, take this, it's too big. And, you know, you really want to just enjoy others, because you don't know where they're going to go.
Amen.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, are you still a minister?
I still do a lot of speaking for youth groups, because as a stuntman,
uh-huh.
to me, who was my stunt double? Jesus Christ. He died
wow.
on the cross for me.
I love it.
That was my stunt double. I should have been
wow.
there.
Yeah, I'm chilling on that one. That is so true. And I always say, you know, you would give it to God, give him all the glory and honor, and ask for favor and favor over your life. And he can change your situation around in a day.
In a heartbeat.
You know, I just real quick, and I want to thank my husband. I know he's listening. And so we moved out of our place, you know, because he wanted a bigger place. And he said, honey, we're going to move on the sailboat for a couple weeks. So it was challenging. Denise knew in the rain and the dogs falling off into the water and me trying to get them out without a shark getting them. But, you know, the main thing is when I would pray, I look up and I just pray and say, God, thank you for my house. Thank you for the favor. And all of a sudden, within I would say 3.5 weeks later, almost 4 weeks, he gives me the keys to our new place. And he goes, honey, we have a pool. And, you know, and you just don't know. And don't be so grumpy if your things are not happening for you. Just get out there and make it happen. But keep thanking God for favor and keep giving him all the glory and honor. Seriously. And this business and the way that Hollywood is going, that's why I say it's Hollywood Connections, because it's God. It's not me. People are coming to me. Like the day that I saw you, Joseph, I wasn't going to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I was off the calendar. And they said, do you want to work that day? And when you walked by, this show would not be happening if you didn't walk by and I didn't go to work that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt in my heart and my spirit, like, you need to go to work today. I'm like, I really don't, because I really want a day off.
It was meant to be, though.
It was meant to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
When things like that happen, it's always meant to be. You know, God has a way of working things out when we least expect it, and he's always so full of surprises.
Exactly.
He's always so full of surprises.
Yep, I have a prayer list with names on it. You know, if somebody in show business has a little attitude or something, I'm like, okay, I'm putting this in my Bible and praying over their names, and I'm just praying for them. And that's what I do.
You never know how God is going to move. Think of Steve McQueen.
Right.
He wasn't anywhere close to the Lord. And then at a certain time in his life, he was broken and brought fully to God through
mm-hmm.
through the people out in Ventura
mm-hmm.
and some other people too. But his testimony is dynamic. So you never know how these people will turn out in the end.
How is it working with all of the actors? This is a question, and they're not a Christian. And have you, we don't have to say names or anything, but how does it work with you when you are a Christian and a man of God and you're working with somebody that is not? How do you deal with that?
I think if you find that you set yourself up and be an example. Mm-hmm. I don't use foul language on the set. I'm a calm person, no matter how bad the situation, I try to handle it peacefully and calm. And they see Christ in you.
That's
and
right.
And sooner or later, it comes around, and you have a chance to talk to them.
That's right.
And God works that out. He's worked it out over and over and over with me.
And people say, why, you know, we had our last guest, that was Ramsey, yeah, when he was here, and he said, you know, somebody can be happy, but it's joy that makes a difference. It's the joyfulness that you have, and that really went to heart on the last week's show on that. Very important.
Awesome.
So I know you have some questions, Denise.
Well, I told you I have my new best friend now. But, Wally, what was your first show? What was the first movie that you worked on?
Well, I doubled John Travolta in Grease. That was 40 years ago. We just had the grand reunion a while back. And what a wonderful human being. I just love John. He's just amazing. And even before that, I had Tom Cruise on a show, Losing It, down in Mexico.
Wow.
So what's the last project that you worked on?
Well, I went to Iceland on Fast and the Furious 8. Then I did
I know. It's a documentary.
Yeah. I did Blockers in Atlanta with John Cena.
Right.
I did that. I did 12 rounds, taught John Cena to drive. There's another great human being.
Nice.
Wow.
We saw him at the Sunscreen Film Festival a couple of years ago, when one of my reporters, and he's like, how can I not turn down an interview with a young reporter?
Am I right, Wally? You've done many different productions with Jim Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's super. Yeah. I could tell you a story about Jim. It would take too long, but...
We're here. We have a half hour. We still have more guests, but we're good. I'm just in awe. I mean, this is keeps me go to a documentary for film festivals.
Jim goes to the gun range with us out in Simi Valley, and he's just amazing. On the set, he's a whole. I love being around him. There isn't anything Jim Cameron can't do, and I've worked on the Terminator shows, and I just love being around him. I just love to watch him, but. I don't want to be in his eyesight, because if all of a sudden he sees me, then he puts me to work doing something. You know, and we had a big stunt automobile race out in California, and Jim entered the race with us, and it was really pretty neat.
What about Jay Leto with all his cars? Have you worked with him yet?
I have not worked with Jay, because he was into the Tonight Show, and I'm into TV and movies.
Right. I know with all his cars, I saw a stream of cars that he has, so I was
Can you imagine the money that's in those cars?
I know. What about, now, any advice to young youngsters out there that are listening, and you know, promote this on the social media, that they want to be you? I mean, what advice can you give them?
Well, if you show up on time, you're late. Mm-hmm. Be early.
Right.
Conscientious, dependable, reliable. No matter what, you're there. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're sick and dying of the flu. You go to work.
Right.
And that's been 42 years of my business. And I help a lot of young people. I love to see young people grow. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what department that they were in. I was on Halle Berry's show, Kidnapped, in New Orleans. And there was a young extra girl who did hair.
Okay.
Her name was Bly. And she said, boy, would I love to be a hairdresser in the film. I said, really? Let's see if we can't make that happen.
Wow.
And I went into the trailer with all the...
See, you're like, it's magic. You got the gods, God sent to you, you know.
Well,
and it's,
to finish the story, I took her into the hair trailer, and they started to train her kind of as an extra.
Love it.
She called me 2 days ago, and I could cry. Mm-hmm. She's crying and sobbing. She says, you're the first person I've called. I just got my union card as a hairdresser.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it just thrilled me to death.
That's what life is about.
Nothing to do with stunts, nothing to do with directing or acting, a whole totally different department.
You know, I feel like the fairy godmother with these girls and these women out there that are reporters. And Denise has been with me, and you've been on the red carpet with me. How does that make you feel with doing that? Is it fun?
You feel so microphone. Special, you know, and you just feel like...
I have to talk. Sorry, you guys. You feel really special. You know, you feel like one of the crowd. It's like there's a whole community out there, and you just feel like you're fitting in and you're part of that community. So that's a pretty great feeling.
I gotcha. I think we also have another VIP guest or somebody that would probably like to ask a question that they just called in. Peter, how's our phone line?
We got Wes on the line.
Yes. Hi. Welcome to Hollywood Connections. And Wes is from, Denise, is that from the...
Time is going by so fast.
I know.
Oh, this is from the Music Film Network, and they're doing a event called the Entertainment Network, and it's going to be Saturday, June 30th at Bria's Coffee. Did I get that right?
Wes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dawn.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Listen, I spoke to you earlier today. I'm co-friends with you with Benny Luck.
I know. I didn't take a break today.
And I imagine you got tied up. I was looking forward to speaking with you privately, which I'm trying to do now on the radio.
Stuck in. I gotcha. Well, Wes, I've got your phone number. I will call you right after the show. Is there something that you wanted to promote?
Yes, but I want to talk to you about it privately because it's very serious and it affects a lot of people's lives. And I want you to be the one that breaks the news.
Okay, all right. Me and Denise
special.
Will meet up with you.
Yes,
okay,
we
so we have an exclusive on something.
So I'm looking forward to your phone call, and I've enjoyed your show so far.
Oh, I'm glad you are. Give Benny a big hug for us too. Benny Lux is he was with them today. I know they're FaceTiming me at work, and I'm like, I can't talk.
Okay, so we should have Tony calling in.
Thank you, Wes. I'll call you soon.
All
bye,
right,
Wes.
So in the meantime, Denise, if they don't call in, just tell what's happening.
Okay, there's some Music Film Festival Network. And they are getting a lot of artists and producers and music people all together and just having one big party for
networking.
You all
need to be there.
Yeah. And so I think it's going to be pretty cool because they'll be able to talk to people, network with people, put out their information, and just kind of overall have everybody introduce themselves.
Is there a fee? And where's that?
As far as I know of, there's no fee. And it's going to be in St. Pete at 4301 34th Street South. At Bria's Coffee House.
Very cool. And you're going to cover that for Hollywood Connections. And Niecy also.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
Niecy also helps play artists on a radio show as well. So she's looking for artists too. So we're excited. And you know, next week I do have to say we have a film director coming in to cast live on
the
air.
That's right.
So if you ever want to do that, that's really fun because they can have their family relatives see them all over auditioning for a live movie part.
Yes.
And I like your idea. We're not going to get into that on the air, but I need to talk to my partners on something. But I think we can make something fly that we talked about before the show. I think it's super cool.
That's going to be cool.
So anyways, it's 8:32. We want to introduce our other VIP guest. So Joseph, tell us who's to my right.
Yes, about 10 years ago, I was doing a movie in Ohio, and I was at the gym around 5 in the morning before we went to breakfast and set, and one of the actors walked in, and I thought, wow, this is the guy from Jersey. This is the fireman from Jersey. And he... big shoulders and arms. That I've got a workout partner now, and it was Sal Longobardo, and this is Sal. We've been great friends ever since.
That's true.
Phenomenal guy.
I saw your modeling comp card, and I said first right away. I said, "Was this a calendar for a fireman?" You know. Tell us about your comp card, and when did you start modeling?
I started print work back in around 2005.
Okay.
I've been wanting to... Well, actually, I started... My interest in acting went back as far as the late 80s.
Okay.
And, you know, I was in my teens, and I kind of didn't really take it too serious. And my parents didn't have the resources to... Even though I was 10 miles from Manhattan, they didn't have the resources, to take me into the city. And they're Italian immigrants, you know. They were still trying to kind of find their way around here. And, you know, my father was like, what are you, nuts? You know, be an actor. That's like a joke, you know what I mean? You know, immigrancy... you know, you have a comedian that says it best, Sebastian Maniscalco. He talks about immigrant fathers and stuff. You know, they want to put you to work right away, like this.
Right.
Yeah, you're 10 years old, go to work. You know what I mean?
Wow. That sounds like my boss, and she's probably listening. And the days that I'm off, she goes, where are you working today? I'm like, I'm off. So, no, that's really cool. So what are you doing now? You're working out, and are you doing stunts as well?
No, I'm not doing stunts. I mean, I'll do stunts.
Okay.
I'm up for anything, you know.
Okay.
If I have a guy like Wally on my side, somebody that's got, you know, that I can trust, that can, you know, can assure me, you know, that I'm on the right path. Somebody like Joe. Joe's a pretty rough and tough guy.
We did some in Ohio.
Yes, we did.
We got bloodied up. Wally wasn't there. Yeah, the poster in the movie, I've got blood dripping down.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the only part, I got to say, that I had the marvelous pleasure of being murdered by this fellow right here.
It was a good kill.
It was a good kill. It was epic. It was epic.
Let me ask you this, because we have SAKE agents under my show as well, and I have all the paperwork. So I'll still send you that, and, you know, sign up with them, and I'll send everything over, which is great. And, you know, they're the real deal. They've been around forever, and they're out of Hollywood.
I'm in a guild.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. Been
okay.
Here 10 years.
You did a lot of work in New York.
11 years.
But since moving here, living in Tampa, it's just there's very little TV to do. Yeah. You could do commercials around, but...
So you need to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society, which we're going to actually play the hotel deal and one of Quincy's songs coming up. I'm going to hook you up with Ellen. Do you know Ellen?
No.
Oh, my gosh. And Bobby Hill. Do you know Bobby Hill?
Bobby's awesome.
Oh, she's
Bobby
amazing.
Hill, I'm familiar with her on, I think I have her as a friend on Facebook. But
yeah.
I studied under Kathy Laughlin, so.
Kathy's really good. She's really good. She's still in town, and she's still teaching classes, and she's working on some good stuff. I talked to her a while. We got to get her here.
Yeah,
I know.
She's pretty rough, but, you know, I told Joe about her, the whole song and dance.
I might go check. I do Andy Anthony.
Okay.
I go to her classes with my son.
Oh, Andy. Okay.
My son is 20 years old. He's very talented, and he's pretty epic looking.
You said he started out
at classes for about 2 months.
I think Peter has a question.
Yeah, you said he started out like 170, and then he was working out with you, and now he's 240.
Last year when I came in, it's the Arnold year.
Right.
Wait, can you do your Arnold voice for everybody?
Don Reese, I'm coming to get you. You better run, you better hide. But I tell you, there's no place you can go, you can get away from me.
Not a tumor.
No, it's not a tumor, Peter.
Get down! Get down!
Get to the carpet, Peter.
You can see through that glass, but he's watching.
I told Peter to get to the gym. Ever since last year, he's put on about 30 pounds of epic mass.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
Thank you.
He's more cut up and rounded out than I've ever seen him.
Thanks, man.
He works hard.
Yeah, he works. I see his Facebook posts like, at the gym again. I'm like, Peter, that's twice in one day. My son last year was 170 pounds when he came in.
Wow.
This year he's 240 pounds.
Wow.
He's deadlifting 500 pounds. He sees Peter's post and he can't stop him.
Well, you know what? Real quick, I got some events coming up at the Sand Key Sheraton Resort in July. It's a big event for talent and for girls. I don't know if you're interested in judging. The director just wrote me. So, you know, if you want to come in and judge at one of these events, Niecy's going to one in Orlando.
Yes.
And
yes.
Her husband's going to sing.
Yes.
So I want you to hear her husband's music. We're going to play some of Quincy's music at 8:30. We're going to come back with Fizz shortly here. And what are we playing today, Denise?
We are playing what, Peter?
Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon.
All right, I like that.
Here we go.
We'll be right back, and you can book all these singers.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play amongst the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing. Shut up.
Yes. I love you.
This is a message from Dawn Reese of Hollywood Connections. She has a hotel deal for $99 for a two-night stay on America's number one beach, Clearwater Beach. All you have to do is text 31996. Yes, that's right, 31996, and text hotel deal or email concierge show@gmail.com. No blackout dates and availability is limited. If you have any questions, call 727-871-7788.
EnhanceAthletes.com, EnhanceChemicals.com. Want to try bodybuilding supplements and research chemicals that supply the muscles with the science your efforts deserve? EnhanceAthletes.com and EnhanceChemicals.com. Use the code BURNFAT15 for 15% off, free shipping on all orders. That's EnhanceAthletes.com or EnhanceChemicals.com. EnhanceAthletes.com, EnhanceChemicals.com.
And hey, Peter, we're waiting for Tony to call in. Is he on the air?
He was. I believe. Let me see if I got him or not. I think he just hung up.
Yeah, we're back on the air.
Well,
live.
I told him to hang up and just call right back.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
So, just do that then.
Okay. So anyways, we're having so much fun. And I want to say hello again to everybody. I want to put the microphone over there. Yes. Yeah, so what I wanted to ask you, Wally, is there something coming up that, you know, somebody wants to be in your film? If you're doing something, they're going to be sending me questions and say, can I send them a headshot or resume or do
yes,
you look through a casting director?
Definitely do that. Wally@stuntplayers.com.
Okay.
I take and log every resume, every picture. It's important to keep, you'll find somebody you never dreamed that you could use. And
absolutely.
There they are, like, I didn't know you had a SAG card, you know, and that's all great. So
wow.
It was a good meeting, you know. Now, Joseph came by to get me, you know, wanted me to work out. I was sitting in the hot tub, pulled out the plug, and fighting the current. I felt that was enough exercise for me. And he drugged me in here, so you never know who you're going to meet.
You know, it's so funny, Denise.
I actually got a card, too.
Oh, nice. Okay. All these actors, you need to be on the microphone.
It'd be good to talk about stunt players, too. You're working organization that you have.
Stuntplayers.com. It's a great place for people to network. And what I like here in Clearwater, I can take my DGA, the Directors Guild card, and go to the movies free.
Oh.
My wife and I are in a movie twice a week, go to the Cobb.
Wow.
They're wonderful. Give Cobb a pitch because they're really gracious people there.
Why don't you help do a movie review? And come in and do a movie because
awesome. Oh, sure.
Wouldn't that be good? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're making part of the show.
Oh, I would do that. I mean, I go to all of them and I send in stuff to the Directors Guild and
nice.
I just went and saw Ocean's 8 with the gals. I'll leave my opinion alone.
We don't have a movie critic on this show.
You know
we
something really that really this weekend, and I said this to Joseph. I watched 90,000 people watch Justify the horse win a race, right?
Right, correct.
And probably how many people watched it on television?
Right.
And then I turn over and I watch the Tony Awards and I watch Robert De Niro get up and give his piece about politics. And I thought, whether you like a person or not in politics, what a great place it would have been for him to stand up instead of using foul language and vulgarity, say, it's time we all come together, folks. Let's all work together. And I will guarantee you everybody in that audience would have stood up and clapped for him just as well.
Right.
Yeah. Am I wrong?
Right.
You know, it's time we come together and love one another. If they can love a racehorse, you know, and be that happy and cheering.
Well,
and why can't we do that, you know? And say, you know what, I may not like him, but I'm praying that everything goes well in Singapore.
That's a great point, because honestly...
I would have took whatever chance I had and just...
Well,
I know Peter wants to say something,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's such a great point, and you would think sports is the same way. You know, you come together like the same team, like the same athlete, whatever. But now politics has even seeped into that, so it's just so disappointing. And he's exactly right. It would be nice to somebody... for them to say, you know what, let's all come together. Whether you like them or not, you know, would be better off. But
amen.
They're not going to do that. So
stick with NASCAR. They don't deal with politics.
or the NHL or hockey.
Wow. Well, also, we're going to go to Fizz. I'm going to introduce you. We're going to play a song from his CD. And the song we're going to play?
Tony's called in. Is he on?
Yeah, we got Tony on.
Okay, before we do, hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Breaking about you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, right. I already put in a plug for the network, so can you really quickly, because we're running out of time here, we've just had such an amazing evening. So can you tell us pretty quickly what's going on and how we're doing this?
All right. June 30th is my MFN, which is Music Film Network. And Music Film Network is about the change of our marketplace to make it a better, more vibrant, more profitable, more experience, more opportunities. We want to bring a lot more things, bring the big market to our market. So we're getting people together, getting the conversation, people meeting people who may know someone that knows someone, and we're just gonna do some wonderful things together.
Oh, great networking event. We are great, so looking forward event. To it. So just really quickly, I have one other question, Tony. How did you get involved in this?
Well, for me myself, I'm a performing artist.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working this market for almost 30 years.
Wow.
And I've seen change. I've seen things come and I've seen things go and it got worse. And if, instead of me going with the woe is me kind of attitude, mm-hmm. I said, well, if they won't change, then I got to do something to make that change and to bring people together and start to work together a little more, because I hear the same complaint coming from the film side, coming from the music side. Everybody's talking the same. They said they're, you know, virtually no support. I said, there are people here that are doing some wonderful things out there. You just don't know who they are.
Right.
So,
hey, Tony, I have a surprise for you since you're running this major event. We're going to go to Fizz's song. I want you to hear this artist, all right? He's in the studio with us, all right? This is for you. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
See, all the world, it is a stage. Well, in my life.
And we're all talking here behind the scenes. Everybody yeah. here live. Everybody's attention.
I see them a lot.
Hi, we're live on the air.
I love this because this shows you right here what the show is all about.
Yeah. I know, and that's what we're discussing.
There's no fake in the funk here.
No.
Everybody likes to talk. Everybody likes to
connect. Yeah, no one was listening.
That's it.
No.
Muscle right there.
That's wonderful. You know, I was saying, you know, I wanted to bring an audition to the show, like old-time radio. I've never heard it before, you know, and have the actors. We did that with my last co-host, with Yvonne, and she actually read, and we were like in awe, like, what happened to this kid, you know? I mean, what she was reading for this part. But I don't know if anybody's out there or who wants to help me with this, but I think old-time radio should come back when you're driving and you have the story yes. continue the next week.
Yes.
You know, I used
we
to listen
do
in
that
the car.
For like maybe 10 minutes. It shows. Yeah. Like, and then you have everybody coming back to listen to what happened.
Exactly.
What happened last week? I didn't get to hear
So whoever is out there wants to do something like that with me or anybody had any ideas
on Facebook? Tony's still there on the line. Did you like that?
Oh, Tony, that was for you.
That was for you.
Pretty good.
Okay, so we will see you on Saturday, June 30th, from 11 to 2. Is that right?
Yes, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Brea's Coffee in Skyway Marina Mall.
All right. Tony, thanks so much for calling in. We really, really appreciate it. And I will definitely see you there.
All right. And please, everybody who wants to come, it's free. And, you know, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a good conversation. You're going to meet some wonderful people.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, have a good
Bye. Okay, you too.
Also, I just want to give a shout-out. We're going to go around the room here in just a minute. My shout-out real quick is go to MyPillow.com. Haven't done this for a while.
Yeah.
And put in promo code BEACH, and you want a good night's sleep, order some pillows, and it's a good deal. MyPillow.com. They're helping us. And also behind me, you'll see the Expedia cruise ship. Please text me after the show or email me at Dawn Reese, R-E-E-S-E, 106.1 FM at gmail.com. Like us on Facebook as well. But here's the thing. You can join our Seven Seas Club, and I'll give you a great deal on cruise ships. And so that is my ending of today's show. And I'm going to go around. Nisi, what did you think of today?
I think tonight, I told you, I got a new best friend now over here.
Nisi P.
Peter's on it again. I really enjoyed the show. This has been really cool. I have learned so much. And I
brought a surprise, Christy, over there. We didn't get around much today, but I know she
That's
is
my new
connected.
Ex, my ex new
She's going to help a lot with your husband.
Yes.
Her daughter's show is syndicated.
Yes.
Very cool.
Well, when is her show? Her show is on
Friday morning. She does a broadcast on Facebook. She does Tampa Home Talk. We do real estate.
Okay. We'll promote that on because I know you're not on the microphone.
She has a division of Keller Williams.
Okay.
And she's out of Cox Studios in St. Pete.
Cox Studios out of St. Pete.
We are going to have Christy come back and sit down and have a talk
with us.
We'll
do that.
Yeah, we'll have
to
do that.
I'll bring Katrina with me.
Okay, that would be awesome.
Perfect.
The only girl her mother ever raised, Katrina.
I know. Okay. We have 5 minutes, so I was...
They retired that name, right?
I want to say, Wally, thank you so much. And the microphone over there, Nisi. We're having so much fun. We don't think we're on the air, but we are.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is a blessing to have you here. And I can't wait to meet your wife. And I'd like to set up something with the two of you again to bring her wife, because we have a lot of pageant girls that are out there that are reporters for me. So and they're always calling me to, hey, do you have another judge for a pageant? I just set up Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. She plays little Kathy.
Uh-huh.
And she's at a national pageant. You'll get to meet Lauren.
Yay.
She's going to be there with you.
Okay.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah.
And what is your social media they can reach you?
Wally Crowder. That's it.
There
in fact, I think it's Wallywood. I think I put on Facebook Wallywood, and on Instagram is WDC Gator, because I'm into alligators.
Oh, very cool.
Okay.
Nice. Very cool.
And Wally has some amazing, talented, awesome kids.
Nice.
Sometime you can
They're wonderful kids.
Yeah, just
wow. I'd love to meet them, too. Yeah. Maybe we'll just have a family Wally World Day.
do a broadcast from the boat.
What was that? I thought that was like from Walmart. Yeah.
We could.
That would be fun.
I know. Wouldn't that be a blast?
That'd be great. Maybe during 4th of July or something, too.
Yeah, my birthday's on the 8th.
Yeah,
Yeah. That's a thought list.
Happy birthday.
And also, we're going to have you end the show with a close, but I want to say, Joseph, if you pull your guitar out, Fizz. Oh. And I always tell people, think of how do they remember Fizz's name, like bath bombs, and it fizzes, and they're really amazing. He's like, thanks, Don. I'm a bath bomb now. but he's amazing and talented, man.
How about soda fizz, because he's popping? How about that?
Oh, I like that. Look at that soda fizz, soda like, because you're popping. I like that. Well, Joseph, thank you for bringing these amazing guests. And any last words before we end the show? We have about 3 minutes in the microphone.
Yes, if you remember anything from the show, remember God is sovereign. He's in control, and he's got a better plan than you do.
Amen. And you don't know. Yeah, God, I mean, he doesn't know.
He's more concerned about your sanctification than your happiness.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that brings true joy.
I love that. Thank you for that beautiful close. Yes, and we have to end with you. Any last words with you? Yes.
I'd like for you guys, if you're ever around the Ringling community, film community in Sarasota, check out a young filmmaker's name, Brian Bode. He's putting out a film called Bedsheet Man. It's a touching story about child abuse. And just check him out. Google him.
We'll have to get him here.
Yes, Brian Bode.
You have to bring him here.
He's a Christian filmmaker, so you'd appreciate that, too.
Perfect. Yeah. We had over 150 film directors at the International Christian Film Festival. It was just amazing. And the guy from the War Room was there, one of the actors. I was just in awe. And I want to tell you, before I walked in, I walked into the prayer room, and I said, I need prayer before I go out on the red carpet. And I'll tell you, it was very powerful, and those women want to come here.
Yes. Oh, so, that would be awesome, because I had the opportunity to go into the prayer room, too.
I know, we both did.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
And Christy, thank you for being here. We'll get you back. Peter, I know 1 minute. Fizz, do you want to fizz us out?
Sure.
All right.
Fizz us out. Come on now.
If you enjoyed, please go to Hollywood Connections on Facebook. I'm wearing a hat. You can't miss me. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Ask him for favor over your life. And just keep thanking him. Keep thanking him for that new car that you want. Keep thanking him for the house that you want. Put it on your refrigerator like I do, and it became a vision board. Who knew I'd live in Clearwater? And who knew I'd have a sailboat with my husband? Because I put it on my refrigerator almost 25 years ago.
Wow.
All right, so remember, it's vision, it's God, it's glory, and remember to give it all to him. We'll be listening to Fizz. Take it away.
Join us next Monday night on Hollywood Connections on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Smooches, everybody.
Just like everything you are, let every moment be so clear. 'Cause every day is here, every day is here. Just like everything you are, let every moment be so clear. You've been feeling down.